to love, to love. Why don't you sing with me? Umagibona, ongezele kona. Oh, goko zama, gikujui. Umagibona, oh, ongezele kona. Gino kutula, kutula emoyeni. Umagibona, ongezele kona. Oh, goko zama, gikutumise. Guwewe chwa, goko zama, gikutumise. Guwewe chwa, guwewe chwa, goko zama, 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 eh, eh. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah! Kukuliyasu! Kululi Yesu, Sindisi Yesu, Malusi Yesu, Mpilisi Yesu, Akeko, Opana Nawe, Amanda Akoma Kulu. Come on and say, Kululi Yesu, Sindisi Yesu, Malusi Yesu, Pilisi Yesu, Akeko, Opana Nawe, Amanda Akoma Kulu. Ngeka Malika Yesu, Sisindisi We. Ngeka Malika Yesu, Sipilisi We. Ngeka Malika Yesu, Sikululi We. Ngeka Malika Yesu, Sisikalalwe. Ngeka Malika Yesu, Satani uyabalaka. Yesu, come on and say. Why don't you lift up your right hand and sing Yesu. Yesu. Amanda akoma gulu. Na na na. Na na na. Hey. Ngeka Malika Yesu. Sipili siwe. Ngeka Malika Yesu. Sikululiwe. Ngeka Malika Yesu. Sisindi siwe. Ngeka Malika Yesu. Satani uyabaleka. Ngeka Malika Yesu. Sisikalelwe. Yesu. Everybody say Yesu, Yesu. Give Jesus away. Kujumisa, siya kusukisa, kosi ya magosi, siya kujumisa, siya kujumisa, siya kusukisa, kosi ya magosi, siya kujumisa, siya kujumisa,
Clap your hands for Jesus. And please stand to your feet tonight. Tonight is the first night of the Healing Jesus campaign here in East London. The rain could not stop you from coming here. Nothing will stop you from receiving your miracle tonight. God has sent a servant and he has prepared him to bless your life with the word of God and the power of God. Are you ready to receive what God has for you? Then rise up to your feet and with a shout, let's welcome Evangelist Daniel Mills tonight.
Hallelujah. Expect a miracle.
A miracle today.
I expect
a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
To those who believe and say,
I believe God's word is still the same.
A miracle today.
For with God,
nothing is impossible.
It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your power that is released in this place today. Guide us by your great power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are present. Thank you for these showers of blessings. Thank you for East London, that it is a blessed city. And thank you that there shall be more blessings in these 3 days. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Satan, we arrest all your powers. We bind every demonic intervention. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Are you excited to be here today? First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of this great city for welcoming us and hosting us. We are grateful. And I believe after this campaign, your churches will never be the same again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I also want to thank our dear executive mayor, the first citizen of this city, for his great support and even paying for this stadium for us to be here.
Why don't you put your hands together for our mayor? We have crusades in many cities and we see many mayors, but we have not had any mayor to just pay for everything for us. That is a blessing. And I heard him say something about Buffalo City. Is this a Buffalo City? Do you have buffaloes here? Are there buffaloes in the area? Or they used to be here? Or they used to be here? May God make you strong like a buffalo. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Are you expecting miracles? You know, we have been seeing many miracles. We had many wonderful miracles in Port Elizabeth. In Cape Town. In Worcester. In Paarl. And Jesus is the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean when we say Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever? It means what he was doing yesterday, if he is the same, then he is doing it today. And if he is the same,
he
is doing it tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want you to expect great miracles in these 3 days. Those of you who are sitting here in the rain, you must expect a powerful angel to visit you. The waters that are falling on you
are
turning into showers of blessings. Not even one drop will harm you, but every drop will turn into a shower of blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Recently, one of my pastors visited a town in Colombia. Colombia in South America.
Colombia,
15 years ago, I had a crusade in that city. When he went there about 3 days ago, he told me, he said, the pastors, they said the only thing they can remember are the miracles that happened in the year 2000 when we were there. Yes. There was a lady who took her child to the clinic in the afternoon. And they told her that her child was dead, so they should leave the body in the clinic. But she heard of the crusade. And she brought the dead child to the crusade. During the miracle time, the healing Jesus touched the child, and the child rose up. The child whom they told he was dead in the afternoon in the clinic. So she brought the child onto the stage. When she was telling the
story, I couldn't even believe it myself. When my pastor went 3 days ago, the boy who was raised from the dead, they showed him at where he's staying. I think he's about 15 or some years old now.
Wow.
God is going to do greater things in East London. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day,
can you mean?
We were having a crusade in a certain city. In Ghana. And a man arrived, he was not in a car, a single man, but he came in a bus. Why? Because he brought 36 people from his city to come to see me at the crusade. Do you know why he brought 36 people? Because he had been at another crusade where he was paralyzed and he was carried as a paralyzed man to the crusade and he got healed. So it was several months later he came with 36 people from his town to come and say thank you for the miracle that he received some months ago.
Wow.
This is what is going to happen to you practically in this time. Do you believe in Jesus? Personally, I cannot heal anybody. There are people I've tried to heal, they never got healed. If I could heal people, I will go to the hospital of this area this evening. And I will discharge everybody from the hospital. But I don't have that power. But I know somebody who has that power. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Many things when I see, I am afraid. But when Jesus sees, Jesus is not afraid. Yes. One day, two blind men came to see Jesus. And they told Jesus, open our eyes. Jesus said, do you believe that I am able to do this? And the man said, we believe.
Ah.
And he just opened their eyes. If I had such power, one day Stevie Wonder, do you know Stevie Wonder?
Can you mean Stevie Wonder?
I just called to say I love you. Stevie Wonder, that's Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, lukula longo.
He came to my office.
Where's like a office in here?
And I was talking to him in the church. He could not see. If I had such power, I would have opened his eyes in my office. You would have heard of me on CNN. It's true. You see, sometimes pastors, you make as if you have power. We have nothing. Only Jesus is what we have. Only Jesus. So tonight, expect Jesus to touch you and change your life. One time, one day I was in Durban. And there was a miracle service. After the miracle service. In fact, there was a lady whose stomach was 7 months pregnant, like this. She was not pregnant, but her stomach had become big. During the miracle time, the stomach became flat. This is a doctor. What disease can make your stomach very big?
You can have a lot of water in the stomach called ascites. There can also be cancer.
What causes it? Yes.
Cancers of the organs in the stomach, like the liver, like the kidney.
Cancer of the liver.
Cancer of the kidney. You can also have a very big fibroid, which is a part of the womb becoming very big.
Cancer of the ovaries.
The cancer of the ovaries also can cause this type of mass.
Yeah. All this can cause a big stomach. Her stomach became flat. After the service, there was an elderly white woman. She promised, young man, come here. When a woman who can be your mother calls you like this with her finger, you have to go. When I went, do you know what she told me? She said, do you know that when you were preaching and walking on the stage, Jesus was walking behind you? I said, me? She said, yes. She said, I see visions clear, like if it is physical, I see visions in three dimensions, physically. She said, Jesus was walking behind you. Then she said, it is very unusual. That's what she told me. In tonight, Jesus is here. I said, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Tonight, expect a miracle. Because you are dealing with Jesus. Somebody said, why is it called Healing Jesus Campaign? Because it's about Jesus. Amen. Maybe Jesus is even standing by you right now. Sometimes when we pray for the sick, people feel a hand. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, my message is entitled, Why Jesus is Called the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Hey.
These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Hey.
When you say somebody is a King of Kings, it means that he is the Father of Kings. Or the mother of kings.
Hey.
That's why he is the King of the Kings. He is the master. When we say he is the Lord of Lords, he is the father of lords. Is the master of everything. The executive mayor, he himself said that there are many problems that cannot be solved. Yes.
Nyansi.
Obama cannot solve it.
Urhulumente wethu ngeza sisombulule.
Putin cannot solve it.
Ayikho enye into enakho ukusisombulula.
Democracy cannot solve it.
Ayikho enye into enosisombulula.
Yes. South Africa, have you not had democracy for 20 years?
South Africa ingaba khange nibenayo urhulumente woninzi.
20 years of, or 21 years, I think.
21,
huh? Of freedom! What has 21 years of freedom solved?
Hey.
Today, I want to introduce you to the Father of Kings.
Hey.
And the Father of Lords. The Master. Yes. Why is somebody using such a title? If you use certain titles, you better be ready to defend such a title. You cannot use big words for just like that.
We are one who seven summer kamatilo usbizengao funebua kusel and guess what seven is engine.
Wow.
Ah.
And Jesus is ready to defend his title.
Oh yes, called.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you say you are the world boxing champion of South Africa, you must be ready to defend that title. Tonight, Jesus is here to defend his title. Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I can't hear those at the upstairs.
And
the I want only those upstairs to shout. What a shock. Okay. Genesis chapter
3.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit, but of this one, God said, don't eat it, don't touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, don't worry, baby. You are not going to die, baby. For God does know, in the day you eat, your eyes will be open and you become like gods. And when a woman was deceived and she saw that what Satan had said was partly true, that it was good to eat and it was pleasant, a tree to be desired, she ate some and gave to her husband. And her husband also obeyed her. Hey, and the eyes of them were open. And they knew that they were naked. Hey!
Hey!
And they sewed fig leaves together and made aprons. Mercy.
Mercy.
God has made you to live naked. Now you are wearing clothes. That's why we are feeling cold this evening. The problem of humanity is that old serpent. It is not the political system. Yes. The problem of human beings is not the political system. It is not the political system because South Africa is a good example. You see, as we go along, people come up with ideas to solve the problems of human beings. Some people came up with the idea of communism, where everybody is the same. Nobody can be rich. We are all the same. They had that in Russia. Communism. After some time, everybody said, "Hey, we want to be free. It's not working." Then we have apartheid. Let the black be apart, and the white be apart, and the colored be apart. And they tried it for how many years? Apartheid was how many years? About 100 years? 400 years? 400 years? Over 100? You be here, we shall be here.
When I'm doing shopping, no, we bang up, but in a spell up.
What has it done? What is the fruit of it? It was somebody's idea to solve the problems. It did not solve it. Now, another person has come to say, let us have one man, one vote, democracy. That one too, what has it done? Still no solution. So that is why you must know that the problem of human beings is not the political system. A serpent has bitten the human race. Hey! One day, I was watching a film and I saw a lion, and the lion was standing quietly. When his brothers were moving, it was just standing there. Do you know why? A cobra has bitten it. And the lion was feeling dizzy. You see it like that. No movement. He stood there for more than 2 weeks. A cobra has bitten a big lion. It went and gave birth at a place where a cobra was staying. When it came, the cobra A serpent has beaten all of us. Yes. That is why South Africa is the way it is. I know a man, a businessman
in
Malaysia, he told me himself. He said, one Sunday morning, it was time for church. I didn't go to church. I went to swim in a river under a waterfall, taking pictures with my family. He said to me, I was standing under the waterfall and the water was coming on me. Do you know that all snakes can swim? All snakes swim. Yeah. Or if you put a cobra in the water, it will swim. He said, a viper. A viper is the snake with the head is like an arrow.
Like this.
Was in the water.
It
came on him directly
like this.
Give me a scarf, something. Ah, yeah.
A scarf.
The viper came.
It's what? Yes, sir. The critic, I shut up again.
And the viper bit him.
I get a mola again. What?
The man told me.
He said, let your tanker.
I was taken into intensive care. They took over my heart. My breathing. For 6 weeks. He was balancing between life and death. He told me, he said, half of my skin came off. What was wrong with him? A snake.
Inyoka.
A serpent.
Inyoka.
Since I heard that, every Sunday I go to church. That's the first thing. And I don't swim in rivers. Hey!
Hallelujah.
A certain British man, he went with his girlfriend from
London.
They said they wanted to learn how to be, safari guides, like to be a guide, a game warden, or a guide. For safari. So he came for a course in Botswana, I think
Botswana.
They were in the classroom when somebody shouted, hey, there is a snake outside, a black mamba. So they all went out. And they said, you know, here we are safari, we don't kill snakes. So I don't know what they were doing then. The snake, they did something and the snake went. But it seemed that the snake touched the man from London, the white man from London.
Slightly.
So the teacher, they looked at it and it was not even cut.
Give me my chair.
So, they went back to the classroom. And the teacher continued to teach. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. The boy was standing sitting there.
He was dead.
He was listening to the class. That was it. What was wrong with him? A snake has bitten. That is why South Africa is struggling with HIV. That is why South Africa is struggling with crime. Whether it's blacks, coloreds, whites, every kind of problem. Yes. Because a snake takes away your life in two ways. Mostly. One, you will bleed slowly. If it's a viper, you bleed. If it's a cobra, like a Cape cobra, or a West African cobra, it will stop you from breathing. You want to breathe, but you can't breathe.
Hey!
So our problem is the snake. Today the master of masters has come to solve that problem.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Now, there are two ways to defeat the snake. Number one, you have to be faster and wiser. Jesus is the wisest person. As for me, any animal which can kill snakes, I am interested in that animal. I like to watch. There is an animal called mongoose. It is faster than the snake. Tonight, Jesus is faster than the devil. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, he's wiser. Do you know? There is not even one snake in Jamaica. Do you know Jamaica?
We are going to Jamaica.
Where is he? Place one of the song in from Jamaica. Jamaica, Bob Marley. That is, yeah.
So it's called Bob Marley.
Okay. So. Aha, that is it. Jamaica. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Jamaica, there's not even either a cobra or a green snake or a blue snake or a black snake. Not even one, because Jamaica is the home of the mongoose. And the mongoose is the master of snakes. Tonight, the master of the serpent is coming into your life. Yes. Fast, too fast. Too wise. Jesus has wisdom that is not political. Yeah. You see a black man, the snake that bit that guy, you see.
The black
mama is not black. It is gray. But when they open the mouth, inside is black. When you see a black mama here and a mongoose here, the mongoose will never run away. Today Jesus is here to knock the devil out of your life. Hallelujah! It will never run away. Yes.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yes. And there are only two ways to deal with the snake. You have to be wiser. Yeah. That is why when you are catching a snake, you have to know how. When you see somebody who is catching, who knows snake, you see that he knows more than the snake. Last week I saw a cobra. I saw a man catching a cobra with his hand.
Yes.
After the crusade, there was a crusade. There was a snake by where we were, a cobra. A man came.
Ah!
the cobra was small. Today Satan will be small in your life in the name of Jesus. Wow.
Hallelujah.
And then the other way to defeat the serpent is what we call antivenom.
Hey.
Do you know what is antivenom? Recently, I bought some antivenom.
Oh.
I bought it. It is. It says. It's, they have written on it. It cures all these. The following snakes.
Ibhaliwe phaka kuyo inyanga zonke ichefu sozinhlobo zenyoka.
Yeah. Gaboon viper.
Yo, I gaboon viper.
Cape cobra.
I cape cobra.
Cape cobra. Cape town.
Cape cobra.
Eish. Oh man, my iPad is not working. Rain has affected it. Okay. I want to read to you antivenom in the Bible. Oh no, 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 no. Can't do that. It's in the Bible.
Is that Bible?
Oh man, somebody gave me your iPad. Somebody who's got an iPad that's working. Believe God, it's gonna work. Not working. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Everything that the snake, they mention of black mamba. There is a medicine. There is a medicine that if the snake bites you, no matter the snake, you will not die. How many want one of that medicine in your? I cannot hear you. I say, how many of you want one of that medicine in your life? I need it, but I tell you. Wow.
Ah.
Yeah. It's not moving. Okay. Huh. Do you have an olive tree? I don't like this one. You need it. He said it cures green mamba. Green mamba. Black mamba. Hey. Gaboon viper.
Hey.
What type of medicine is this? How many want that medicine? Wow. Today I'm going to show you that medicine in the Bible. Do you want to see that medicine in the Bible? Wow. Listen. And how do you scroll your Bible? Okay. And there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought. Hallelujah. They fought. Amen.
Amen.
And they found no, there was no place for them. And they prevailed not. And the dragon. The dragon. Hey. Was cast out.
Yakotwa.
That old serpent. How many want to know how to deal the medicine, that liquid for dealing with the serpent is in the Bible, the antivenom.
Hey,
that serpent, the original serpent that came in
Genesis chapter 3. He was cast out. And I heard a loud voice saying, now has come salvation,
strength,
the kingdom of our God, the power of Christ, for the accuser. That old serpent is cast down before our God, and they overcame him. They overcame the serpent by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. They overcame the serpent by the blood of the blood of the Lamb. After the snake has beaten us, how do we overcome? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. Yes. That is how you can overcome the effects. Because you see, in our case, we have already been beaten. Yes. And when you have already been beaten, it's not about speed or wisdom. That's why when pastors move from preaching about the blood and demote themselves to preaching about business and politics, they have left the solution, the anti-venom, the thing that neutralizes the venom, that neutralizes the black mamba and the green mamba and the Cape Cobra and the Gaboon Viper and all the most dangerous snakes in the world. There is one thing that you overcome it by, and it is called the blood of the Lamb. The problem of your life is solved through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
The serpent, the power of Satan in your life is broken tonight by the blood of Jesus. Why? Your problem is your sin. Why would the police take you to the prison? Why do they have power to take you to the prison? Why does the enemy have power to keep you in bondage to the wickedness in this world? It is because you know you have done it. They've caught you on video. You did it. So the police have the power to take you away and keep you in the prison for 100 years. But tonight, I have something that can neutralize that power. It is called the blood of Jesus. Why? Whatever you have done, it is only this blood which can wash away those sins. Yes. You can ask my doctor here. One day I went with him to a prison in Liberia. He was also in Liberia. When we went, they have, I think, 400 prisoners. They wrote, 200 of them told lies. That's why they are there. 44 armed robbers. Rapists. Thieves. They numbered all at the front of the prison. That is why they were there. Yes. And you too. How many of you have told lies before? Raise your hand if you know you have told about 20 lies before. Since we are born. Over 200. Somebody say more than 200. What about at the back there, upstairs?
Hey!
What about the pastors on the stage? Yes. So you see, the devil has power over you. How many have stolen something before? At the back. Thieves, if you know you are a thief, raise your hand. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before?
Chicken.
What about the pastors? Hey, look at the pastors on stage. A lot of thieves. How many have committed fornication before? Some of you must lift your hand and your legs. Wow. So you see, the devil has the reason legally to bind you, destroy you. You should see the people that are in prison. Their lives are destroyed. They cannot go where they want to go. They are not free. They are crying every day. I want to be free. I want to be free. South Africa is crying. We want to be free. We want to be free of the sorrows. We want to be free of our troubles. But there is only one thing that can set you free from a prison. It's if what you have done can be washed away. And there is only one religion. There is only one Savior who promises that no matter what you have done, he has some medicine that can wash away all your sins. Do you want to receive that medicine? Do you want to receive that blood? Do you want to receive that blood? The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The Bible says the life or the power is in the blood. That is why we sing the song, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working out in the precious blood of the Lamb. Is that power?
There is
power, wonder working out in the blood of the Lamb. In to have this wonder-working antivenom. Antivenom serum available. So that in case you are bitten. One day I bought some and I gave it to a doctor. She was very happy. I told her, I said, any snake, Cape Cobra, Gaboon
Viper,
Black Mamba, Green Mamba, King Cobra. I said, this medicine will overcome it. Tonight, look at my hand. Jesus asked me to invite you to come to his cross and receive his blood. His blood. His blood will never lose his power. That is why on the day before Jesus died on the cross, he lifted up his cup. People don't understand why. He said, this is my blood. This is the antivenom. This is the solution. For that old serpent that has bitten the whole human race, he said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I am a medical doctor. I didn't come here to give you Panadol. No, I have something better. I have something that can wash away your sins. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. When I look at my life, look, I have many cousins, relatives. None of them are Christians. When I look at my life, standing here, I've been married for so many years. My life looks normal. It's only by the blood of Jesus that I received when I was young. I received Jesus. Like by now, I would have gone long time. I have one of my South African, I don't want to mention his name, a common name here. He told me, he said, Bishop, I gave my life to Jesus. Jesus washed me.
Yes, one time.
He said, all of my friends are armed robbers.
Thieves.
What do you call it here? Armed robbers, thieves. Zoti? He said, all. He told me, he said, today.
What again? I'm Sanjay.
Every single one of my friends is dead. I am the only person alive. From Johannesburg. He said, all of them are dead. I'm the only person. Because I gave my life to Jesus, he washed away my sins and my life was changed. He said, by now, by all means, I will be dead. What a precious antivenom to deal with that old serpent. The blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago, it reaches to the highest highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. Stand up, everybody.
Stand up.
Tonight, if you want that powerful blood, whatever type of snake has bitten your life and your family's life, whatever type of test has come into your life, whatever sin you have committed, today Jesus sent me to tell you, if you come to him and you turn away from your sins, he will wash you with his blood and you will become a new person. Tonight, if you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sin, lift your hand up like this. If you want to keep your sin, you can put your hand down. But if you want the blood tonight to wash all your sins, make you a new person, that is the only thing that can fight the enemy, then lift your hand. God is calling you tonight and say this prayer after me. Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Oh Lord, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I have done many, many bad things. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Wash me. Say it out. Cleanse me from my wickedness, from my sins. Lord Jesus, I am sorry. I am sorry. Have mercy on me. I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Master. Lord Jesus, thank you for your blood, your powerful blood that has been shed for me. Tonight, I receive Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Lord. Come into my heart. Change me. Save me. Lord of lords. King of kings. Take over my life. Take over my life. From tonight, I belong to Jesus. I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. In Jesus' name. Now say after me, Satan, Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, by the blood of Jesus, I overcome you. I separate myself from you. By the blood of Jesus, Satan, you snake, you serpent, I curse you, I reject you, I refuse you. By the blood of Jesus, I am free, I am washed I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus on myself tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hand like this. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Hallelujah! Your turn. Say the same prayer in Tosa.
Inkosi Yesu, ndizakuwe namhlanje. Ndiyabulela ngokundifela kwakho. Ndiyabulela nangegazi lakho elindincedayo ukuba ndindoyise inyoka yakudala eyathi yangena yafaka ubuhlungu bayo ukuze ndiphile esonweni. Yesu, ndiyabulela, ngena ngaphakathi kwam ube yinkosi nomsindisi wobomi bam ukuze ndiphilele uThixo ngobomi bam bonke. Enkosi Yesu, enkosi Yesu, ndiyakuthanda Yesu, ndiyakubulela Yesu ngale nto inkulu kangaka ondenzele yona nokundifela kwakho. Ndiyabulela Yesu, ndiyabulela Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, how many of you are serious about what you have just prayed? Upstairs, are you serious? If you are serious to give your life to Jesus and to be washed in the blood, I want you to come. From where you are, come to the front. If you are serious today, come quickly. Come. If you lifted your hand, then come. I'm going to pray with you again. If you are not serious, then it is not you. But if you are serious about Jesus, about the blood of Jesus, come quickly. All the way. Come.
To follow Jesus, I have.
Come on, I'm waiting for you. Come on.
Jesus, lead the way.
Come on, if you are serious.
To
follow Jesus, no turning back.
Come on, I'm waiting for you.
Jesus, lead the way.
Tonight, black mambas, green mambas, cobras, every snake that has been biting black people is neutralized tonight. Every serpent that has bitten South Africa is neutralized tonight. Come on, my friend. I'm going to pray with you again. God bless you. This is a great blessing.
No turning back. No turning back. Sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Wow. What a blessing. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. I'm waiting for you. Quickly come. Come very quickly. Somebody said, why do you call the people to come? Every time Jesus changed people's life, he called them out publicly. Zacchaeus, come down. Blind Bartimaeus, let him come. Every time Jesus changed people's life, he called them out. That's why I said you should come.
So
that if you are serious, everybody will see you are turning around. How many of you are serious today? How many know that nothing can solve that snake bite except the real medicine of the blood of Jesus Christ?
Wow.
Lift your hands and let me pray with you, all of you who've come. Jesus, say Jesus.
It is yes.
Say after me, Jesus, thank you. From tonight, everybody will see. They will know I belong to Jesus. I am serving Jesus. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your power and your grace. Forgive me for many, many bad things. I have done them. But tonight, I open my heart. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I receive Jesus as my Savior. I receive the blood of Jesus into my life. What a blessing. I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you. If you love Jesus, wave your hand to him and say, I thank you, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Kuzo isikalekiso esiphezulu kobomi bam, kuwo amandla esonala ulubomi bam. Dihlambe ngalo igazi lakho. Dihlambe ngalo igazi lakho. Ndiyazinikela kuwe. Enkosi Yesu. Enkosi Yesu. Enkosi Yesu. Enkosi Yesu. Amen.
It's time for miracles.
Lithuba ke lemimangaliso.
Jesus' power is taking away your sickness tonight. Tonight is just the first night.
And also, there's this very important news I want to bring to you today. Tomorrow morning, all of you who have come forward to receive Jesus Christ, at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, there is a power conference here. For everybody who has received Jesus Christ today, it is very important that you come for the service tomorrow morning. You are going to be taught the word of God, because you need the word of God as a new believer. You are also going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit tomorrow morning. For you to be able to speak in tongues. And the power of God will also be here to heal your body. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, the counselors will also be here. God bless you.
Place your hand wherever your sickness is right now. Upstairs, up there, wherever you are. Whatever problem you have, Jesus,
yes,
a healing Jesus. And miracles are already taking place. God is a God of the dry season and a God of the rainy season. Tonight somebody has pain, but the pain is going now. Receive it. Somebody cannot see one of your eyes. Just place your hand there quickly. Wonderful miracles. You cannot walk. Receive the healing. You are walking tonight. The power of the Holy Spirit is right here, right now. Way up there at the back. Miracles are taking place. Pain in your stomach. Right now. It is going. Breast diseases. Eye pain. Mental disease. Every curse. Whatever snake has bitten you. Tonight. By the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
Healing Jesus. Is healing.
Oh yes. He's a
healing Jesus.
A healing
Jesus.
Father, thank you. Place your hand there right now. He's the Lord that he healeth every curse, every disease. Right now. Receive it. Close your eyes. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mando barama shanda la magama. Yes. I am the Lord, your healer. I send. Receive your child. God is giving you a baby. Thank you, Lord.
I am the Lord, your healer.
You are the Lord that healeth me.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord
that healeth me.
Father, thank you, thank you.
You are
so many, so many wonderful miracles are taking place. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you heal my disease.
Oh yes, oh yes.
You are the Lord.
Right now, check yourself, check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. It's happening. Maybe you couldn't see. You couldn't see. Open your eyes right now. Miracles have taken place. You couldn't hear. God is opening your ears. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Receive it now. The power of the Holy Ghost is here tonight. Receive it right now. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your healing. Receive it right now. Close your eyes for a moment. Right now, wherever you are. If God has touched you. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You can see that something has happened. Not that you are expecting it to happen in the future. But right now. You can sense that something has happened. If God has touched you tonight, then just lift up your right hand quickly. If God has touched you, maybe you had a pain, maybe you had a problem. You can see that God has touched you. Then lift your hand quickly. Over there, over there, over there. So many miracles. If God has touched you tonight, if God has healed you tonight, not that you are expecting it to happen in the future. But right now, you can see that something has happened. I want you to come to the side here. Quickly, just walk from upstairs. Walk quickly from down here. If God has touched you, come, come. Come, come. Come to the side over here. I want to pray with you quickly.
If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, lift your hand and walk quickly this way. Make a way for the people. Make a way for the people. Make a way for the people. Wonderful things are happening. Wonderful things are happening. Wonderful things are happening. If God has touched you tonight, if God has touched you, come. Somebody here, in your breast, a miracle is taking place. A lamp is disappearing right now. Wonderful things are happening. God is a God of the rainy season and a God of the dry season. Many miracles. Quickly. Come all the way to the side over here. To the side. 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 If God has touched you, come. You may be far away. Come quickly. What a blessing. What a blessing. You come to the side. Come all the way. Make a way for them. Make a way. Make a way. Make a way. Miracles are taking place. Thank you, Lord. This way. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Come to the front quickly. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Come. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Something powerful has happened. Wherever you are, whatever problem you had, the power of Jesus. Nobody should leave. We have not closed. We are going to close soon. If God has healed you, come. You come all the way inside. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way. What is happening there?
God is the God of the rainy season indeed.
Wow.
Miracle. This lady has had kidney problems. For 2 months. She's had severe pain on the right and on the left ear. She came to the campaign tonight in severe pain. But as soon as she finished praying, she noticed that the pain she had on both sides is totally gone. She is able to bend. She couldn't do this before.
What happened to you, my dear? Speak your language, whatever.
I had kidney
problems, and it was there was a burning sensation in my kidneys.
And in the sense that when man and the puma ikas upon a pants, elim dark.
There was blood that was coming out every time I went to relieve myself.
Lipindeli stop, but dine pains lento iandita izana lapha ngaphambili.
Wow.
There were severe pains, and it kept on moving to the front and everywhere.
And what happened tonight?
Ngokundilapha even ngobe ngisiza apha bendistrugglisha ndingafuna ukuza ngoba indifumene pain.
As I was coming here, I was struggling because there was severe pains.
Wow.
But I forced to come because I want Jesus to heal me.
Kodwa ndendasinyanzela ndeza ngoba ndifuna uYesu andiphilise.
Ngokundimile apha ndisamkela uYesu ukuthi makanihlambe ngegazi lakhe bekubuhlungu empilweni yami ngoba andiyazi ukuthi inoba yinto ezandibulala ngokuba into evele nje yakhona ngesaquphe bendingenayo, but uNkulunkulu undiphilisile ngokundi right.
As I was praying, asking Jesus to heal me with his blood, I did not know if I was going to die or anything, but Jesus has healed me.
Wow. And
what could you not do before? Before you came, what could you do?
Bendingakwazi ukugoba isinqa sami siyachisa.
I could not bend.
I
could not bend because of the pain. But now I can move.
He's the Lord is
sharp. Doctor, where are the kidneys? Where are kidneys?
There are two kidneys. One on the left, one on the right. Here, this side.
Is the kidney in the front or the back?
At the back. You find them at the back here. One here. And one here.
Ikhona enye enyilapha ngemva enyilapha kwelicala
ebunene nasekhosho. She cannot bend.
Iyo ke lento bengakwazi ukukhomba.
Yes, that is why, because when the kidneys are inflamed, it causes pain around the capsule. There's a covering around the kidneys.
Around the back.
The back there. So it's
a lot of pain at the back.
Kazidumbile ke zibangela into bana kube khona inkungu.
And God has healed her tonight.
Thank you for your power, Lord, in Jesus' name. No more blood, no more pain.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
Give
you,
the Lord
Jesus.
A clap and a shout.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist. This woman has been totally blind. This stick was what she used to walk.
So,
show them.
I can see you, Pastor. Thank you so much. I couldn't see nothing.
Bending a body, I'm
totally blind.
Bending
last year. I fell at work, and then when I woke up from a coma, I was blind. I couldn't see a dime. But today, I can see. Thank you, Jesus.
He's
the Lord of Shah. He's the Lord of Shah.
Demonstrating
that this house.
Show us how you use the
voice.
Let's
show us.
Mike. Who sends a gentleman?
used to walk like this.
Put
it down and walk now. This
thing.
Olivia! You can see me.
I can see you, Pastor. Pastor, I can see you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
she was.
Hallelujah.
Wait. Somebody with a crest. She was describing. Ima, where are you?
That's what do I? What do I look like? What do I look like?
You light in complexion.
You
light in complexion. Very light in complexion.
Yes.
Wow.
Evangelist, he was describing. Look at
him.
What is this guy? What color is this?
This is red color. Red color.
Everything a double double.
Look, we are in East. What is this town called? East London.
Silimoje. Ndansane.
Nyansane. Ndansane. Ndansane.
Singumdansane.
This lady was completely blind.
Lo mama bengaboni too.
Yes.
This is her stick.
Anti donga yakhe bethunana.
Used to.
This is my stick. I was using this stick to walk.
Everybody
say wow. Everybody say wow.
God is good. God is amazing. He did wonders for me today.
Why don't you give Jesus a shout?
Hallelujah!
What a fantastic miracle.
Oh, Mangaliso.
The antivenom that Jesus has
provided.
Do you know?
Do you know
that there is a different kind of snake bite, different groups? The problems of the blacks, they have problems. The coloreds, another type of problem. Those from West Africa, another type of problem. Those in America, another type of snake. Those in Syria and Afghanistan, another type. But tonight, there is a medicine that has neutralized every type of snake.
Wow.
Father, I thank you for this fantastic
day.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Wahambanati, oh, Wahambanati, oh, Wahambanati, Siyabonga. Hey, Wahambanati, oh.
You know,
we have.
It is almost unbelievable.
I call it egg again.
It's true. Pastors, I'm sure you are wondering, is it real? Is it true? Is it real? That's how Mira, the first time I saw a blind person, he was trying to say, what is that? I said, I was blind. I can see.
I said,
you were blind? Yes. You can see? Yes. He was standing there.
That you are born?
Are you sure? I said, yes. I didn't know what to do.
Everybody shout yes.
What is this?
Evangelist God has touched this lady here.
Somebody with a lump in your breast.
God is healing you.
Find it. Yes. What happened to this lady?
She had severe lower abdominal pain. She could hardly stand.
Wow.
But the power of God touched her. It's pain she gets monthly. And tonight, as you pray, she put her hand there. To her amazement, when he finished praying and she removed her hand, the pain she has every month and that she still has now is totally gone. The pain is totally gone.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your power. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this lady saying?
She was also blind, could not see
for 2 years.
She's describing, trying to describe what she's seeing now.
Give her the mic, Olivia. Always give the mic. Always give the mic. What is it? Tell her. Another mic to help.
Wait, ma'am.
She says, there is a daughter. She's pointing a daughter from the crowds. She says, I could not see. She says, she could see very, very dimly.
Can you see now?
She had a cloudy vision. She says, I can see. I can see people and I can spot my daughter from the crowds.
Where is your daughter? Can she see me? Can she see me? Can she see me?
What I can see, I can see.
She can see a doctor of spirit.
A what? Doctor of spirit.
She says, I can see
the
daughter.
Spiritual father.
I can see my spiritual daughter referring to you.
She
can see the mic.
She sees the father.
She sees the mic. Can you see my hand?
She can see the hand.
Wow.
It was slightly. She couldn't see clearly.
Wow, and she can see better tonight. Yeah. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Father,
hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Wow. Clap for Jesus, I tell you. God is opening people's eyes. What is this?
Evangelist for 2 years.
2 years.
This man has had severe chest pain and difficulty breathing.
Tonight,
as he prayed, the power of God came over him. It's gone.
Is the pain gone?
It's gone.
Where was the pain?
Yeah, in the chest.
Wow.
Yeah.
What could this be? Pain in the chest with difficulty in breathing.
If you due
to pleuritis, it could be a pneumonia, or a musculoskeletal chest pain.
Heart
also can have pericarditis or even a myocardial infarct.
This is a doctor. I brought him from Ghana.
A myocardial infarct can cause this type of pain.
What is myocardial infarct?
A part of the heart does not get blood supply, so it becomes very painful. Blood doesn't go to a part of the heart.
That is what they call heart attack. Satan, your power is finished in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What is this?
1 second, on you up.
Pain in the lower abdomen, ulcers, pain. She could not
is gone.
Tomorrow
night we are starting early. Everybody lift your hand. Strength. Tomorrow night we are starting early. Father, thank you for your blessing. Everybody lift your hand.
Thank you for the blessing of this powerful first night. Anti-venom, anti-Satan, anti-snake, anti-serpent blood that has been released into this wonderful city. No power of darkness can operate. By the blood of the Lamb, we declare it to be so. In Jesus' name. Quickly, what is this?
This lady was going to have surgery because of cancer.
Tell us. And is the pain gone?
The pain is gone.
Father, you are no pain. Come on.
Pain in the neck, gone.
What?
Neck.
Neck pain is gone. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So
just
many miracles tonight. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord.
Father, thank you for your mercy and your healing, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
There is hope.
Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power, your mercy, Lord. We ask for healing.
And when my
in the name of Jesus, thank you.
Through.
Amen.
And when
Amen.